It's time to talk some softball for the first time this season, prepping for the next opponent in the aftermath of a defeat, still top five, bounce back from a couple of nail-biter defeats with an 11-4 romp in the finale. Welcome back, Coach Mike White. Coach, thanks for the time. How you doing?
Good, thanks, Steve.
So one of the things I admired about Oregon's men's basketball team this year, it seemed like in order to beat them, you had to put a stake through their heart. So while you're disappointed in those losses the first two games against UCLA, any solace in the fact that, man, you guys go down to the last strike and zero quit?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, both games are so close, the ones we lost. And, you know, we had two great pitching efforts from Megan Kleist and Maggie Ballant that, you know, it was hard to, like, you know, really feel too bad about it other than the fact we just didn't hit the ball.
In that second game, 1-0 in the ninth inning, Maggie Ballant just pitched her guts out. Two hits and the run, an error, wild pitch, pass ball. That's a tough way to lose an intense game. So what did you say to your team after that? Because you had a quick turnaround. You had another game in 18 hours.
Yeah, no. I mean, I thought that we got somewhat unlucky in there. There was a couple of close calls that could have gone our way that would have made a difference early, you know, an inning or two before. I thought that we moved the ball pretty well, but they just, you know, you hit the ball right at them, and they made some great plays when they had to. And you know, I thought we battled tough. I couldn't fault our effort, but you know, the thing was is that the next day we had to come out and just keep battling like you know, nothing had happened. And you know, fortunately, we learned from the first day against Garcia, and we did a pretty good adjustment.
Yeah, we're talking with Oregon softball coach Mike White, and I guess the kind of the getaway game after the pitchers' duels. You didn't score in the first two innings. Then in the third, Alexis Mack draws a walk, Mercado gets on, and finally, Nicky breaks the schneid with a double. It leads to a six-run inning. What was like a feeling of relief on the bench, like, oh, there's home plate.
No, for sure, yeah. I mean, poor Nicky and Gwen Tavekas have been struggling a little bit, trying to drive those runs in. You know, Alexis Mack was getting on base pretty much all weekend doing her thing, but we just couldn't get her home, so it was great to see us break that, get off the snide there, because we hadn't scored in, what, two games. And you go back to last year, we scored two runs in two games. So it was like, wow, we finally broke out, you know.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned Alexis, who jump-started that rally. While she's a sophomore, it's her first year with you, transferred from South Carolina. She's a terrific player. I'm kind of curious how she ended up being a Duck. And, man, what a nice addition she's been.
Yeah, I mean, she'd been to a couple of our camps. You know, she was friends with Jenna Lilly, played for the same organization in the Midwest, the Bandits, and Elish too. You know, played on the same team, so she knew a little bit about us, and she'd heard about the experiences that Jenna had had, and she contacted us, and you know, when she decided she wanted to make that switch, so it was like, wow, we need some speed, and she was a good fit.
I'm talking Oregon softball with Coach White. While the everyday players jump off the page, you've got some a really strong overall roster. Want to focus on Sammy Puentes, who starts about half the games, not always in there, but a player like her, kind of ready when needed, now a senior. How important has she been her 4 years here, pretty much filling whatever role you ask?
Yeah, definitely. She's been a little plagued with injuries, you know, just little things. Like, she had a pretty tough collision at first base on Saturday night and then tweaked her hamstring a little bit in the last game. And so there's always something a little bit going on. But when she's on the field, man, she is fast, you know, and can play some great defense. So we slide her out there for defense purposes to track balls down. But she can ignite the offense, too, just like Mac with that short game.
A couple final thoughts. Early in the season, I asked about one of the new faces, Shannon Rhodes, who was a highly touted recruit. I think about 4 or 5 games in, she became a regular, a starter, bats 6th or 7th, plays center field. You and your staff, her freshman year, how pleased are you with the kind of season she's having, not only with the bat, but in such an important defensive spot?
Yeah, very pleased. I mean, she's really taking control out there in center field, you know, and she's kind of reminds me of Coral Coster a little bit. One of the reasons you put her out there is because she'd run through that wall if we said, hey, run through the wall. And Shannon's the same kind of kid. She's going to give it everything she's got. She understands that she's still learning. She gets a little frustrated sometimes, but we can see the growth beginning and continuing to happen with her from week to week, so we're really excited about that.
All right, let's wrap with this. The Pac-12 is just insane. You just finished with UCLA 2 weeks ago, Arizona State ranked, and now the 12th-rated Huskies come here. Their coach, Heather Tarr, pretty much has them in the NCAAs every year. What kind of challenges are you going to face from this really, really good UW team?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they've got Town Alvello, who throws close to 70 mile an hour and brings it, and a good freshman in Manti. And then they got one of the best players in America out there at shortstop, and Ali Aguilar, who hit a ton of home runs last year and is starting to hit the ball well again now. So, they've got a lot of speed down the bottom of the lineup and some good power at the top. So it's going to be a great test for us, but that's what makes this league exciting this year. It's been a lot of really good pitching and a lot of good hitting.
Yeah, it's like you don't get a series off. They're back at home, Jane Sanders Stadium, 4 o'clock Thursday, early start to a big series. Coach, always great catching up. Good luck against the Dogs. And as always, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Steve. Go Ducks.